亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来读两处主的经，圣主的话语。
Let's read the scriptures together.
第一处是在旧约最后一本书《马拉基书》第三章，就是马太福音的前一卷。
The first scripture we're going to read is in Book of Malachi, chapter 3.
马拉基书三章，我们先读第一节、第二节。
Let's read the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1 to 2.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple.Even a messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
第二节，他来的日子，谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧。
But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like the launderer's soap.
我们再读第四章第一节到第三节。
Now let's move on to chapter 4, verse 1-3.
马拉基书第四章一到三节，万军之耶和华说，那日临近，势如烧着的火炉，凡狂傲的和行恶的必如碎秸，在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条一无存留。但像你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线或说翅膀有医治之能。你们必出来跳跃如圈里的肥犊，你们必践踏恶人，在我所定的日子，他们必如灰尘在你们脚掌之下。这是万军之耶和华说的。
For behold, the day is coming, burning like an ovenAnd all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. That will leave them neither root nor branch. But to you who fear the name, my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. You shall trample the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet.On the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts.
我们在读希伯来书第八章，圣经差不多到最后了。希伯来书第八章十到十一十二节。
Let's read the book of Hebrews, chapter 8, verse 10 to 12, which is the very end of the Bible.
啊，我们一起来读好了，我们一节一节来啊。中文、英文我想想看，一起读吧。
Let's read the English and Chinese verses together.
来，预备，请。主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样：我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说：“你该认识主。”因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。
And their lawless deeds, I will remember no more.
好，我们一起低头做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们今天早上带着一个渴慕的心到你面前来。
Dear Lord Jesus, with a longing heart, we come before you this morning.
我们来要听你自己的话语。
We come here to hear your own words.
主啊，求你的灵吹气在每一句话上。
Lord, may you breathe unto every word.
我们所求的是你的话能够感动我们的心。
May your word touch our heart.
作为我们今天生命的粮食。
So that they can become the bread of life for us.
也可以带回到生活中，成为我们的实际和我们在生活中的操练。
And we can bring them to our life so that they can become the reality and the practice of our life.
求主恩上加恩，力上加力。
May you give us grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name,
阿们。去年一年，我们旧约三组读完了12本的小先知书。
Last year, our Bible study group, the Old Testament group 3, completed reading all the 12 minor prophets.
加上前面5本大先知书，旧约里面先知书一共有17卷。
In addition to this, we also covered the 5 major prophets. So in total, there are 17 prophetic books.
所有的先知书包括了旧约时代神子民被掳前后，甚至于是被掳归回以后的光景。
All those books encompass the time of the Old Testament, the period before and after the time when the people were taken into captivity and the events after their return.
先知书的背景是列王的历史。
The background of these prophetic books is the history of the kings.
先知书预言的中心乃是要来的基督。
The central theme of those prophetic books is the coming king.
还有基督所要带来的千年国度和永世新天新地。
Who ushered in the millennial kingdom and the everlasting new heaven and new earth.
那小先知书的最后三个先知，哈该、撒加利亚和马拉基，都是被掳归回时代的先知。
The last three prophets in the minor prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, all lived during the time of the return of exile.
在我上一次的分享里面，我提到神借着哈该和撒加利亚向归回的子民说了鼓励和这一个劝慰的话。那么结果呢？圣殿重建就完成了。
As I mentioned in my previous sharing,Through Haggai and Zechariah, God spoke words of encouragement and exhortation to the returning people, and as a result, the temple was built.
应用到我们身上呢，我们就是要来建立神在灵里的居所。
Applied to us, it signifies the need for us to build a dwelling place for God within us in our spirit.
今天早晨我们再来看马拉基书，就是旧约圣经的最后一卷。
Let's take a look at the book of Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament.
你知道尼希米带领回归的百姓重建了圣城，就是城墙啊。以后呢，完成了以后，他又回到差他回犹大帝那个波斯王那里去述职。
After Nehemiah led the returning people to restore the holy city of Jerusalem, he actually returned to report to the king of Persia.
圣殿也盖好了，圣城也盖好了，就这么短短的一段时间，以色列人甚至于包括他们的大祭司又堕落了，又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Even though the holy city and the holy temple was completed, the Israelites, they even including the high priest, they once again fell into corruption.
所以神就差遣了最后一个先知马拉基，要来对百姓说最后想要挽回他们的话。
Therefore, God sent the last prophet, Malachi, to set the words of redemption.
你知道这个马拉基名字的意思啊，就是神的使者。在马拉基书这一卷书里面，满了神慈爱和规劝的言语。
You know, the name of the prophet Malachi means the messenger of God. His words is full of God's expression of compassion and admonitions.
这卷书只有4章圣经，短短的4章，这个里面他说到万军之耶和华说这个词就超过了20次之多。
There are only 4 brief chapters, and inside those books, the phrase "the Lord of hosts" appear more than 20 times.
结果怎么样呢？他的百姓还是不敬畏他，还是不尊敬他。之后，神就沉默了400年。不再对他的百姓说话了。
Despite this, God's people still continue to show a lack of reverence and respect for him. Subsequently, God fell silent for over 400 years.
有的时候啊，其实神的责备和管教啊，这是他爱我们的一种表现。
Sometimes God's rebuke and his discipline are his expression of love for us.
有的时候他不说话，不理我们呢，那就糟糕了，那才是更大的 惩罚。
If you remain silent and refuse to communicate, that's a more severe form of punishment.
但是从以色列人光景，我们来看见一件事情：不但世人会这一个犯罪行恶，就是神的选民，甚至于归回到耶路撒冷的犹太人，这都失败了。
But from the condition of Israelites, we can see not only in this world, the people of this world will commit sins and do evil, but also even God's chosen people, including the returning Jews, they cannot uphold God's laws.
这告诉我们什么呢？就是说啊，我们靠自己的肉体啊，是不能遵行神的律法，也不能听从神的话。所以呢，我们就是该受咒诅，而我们是应该受咒诅的。
Therefore, that is to say,By ourselves, we cannot uphold God's law and obey the words through the flesh, and we deserve to be cursed.
因为在新约哈，加拉太书三章十节啊，告诉我们怎么说啊？凡不常打这个，把那个下一个打出来啊。
Slide.
我简单的说啊，不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅了。
Because in book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 10 tells us, curses everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them.
所以你去看看马拉基书啊，就是旧约啊，最后一章圣经最后一节说什么？
Therefore, if you look at the last sentence of the book of Malachi,
免得我来咒诅这地，好像整个旧约圣经的结束就结束在咒诅。
The last sentence of the book of Malachi ends with, Lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. It seems to end on a note of curse.
但是感谢神，你把这个马拉基书最后一章一翻过来是什么？一翻过来就是新约。
But thank the Lord, what do you see after you turn the page of a book of Malachi? It's the book of New Testament.
圣经哈，不但有旧约，还有新约，表示什么呢？神要跟他的百姓另立新约。
So the Bible not only contains the Old Testament, but also the New Testament, which shows that God wanted to establish a new covenant with people.
人类会失败，但是神永远不是会失败。他差遣他的爱子，他神爱世人，他差他爱子到地上来，要做不但立约，他要做立约的使者，他要亲自来成就救恩。
While humans may fail, God will never fail, because God will send His only beloved Son to establish His covenant. He is a messenger of the covenant and accomplish this message.
这个里面有一个很大的奥秘。
There is a great mystery in this.
神差他的爱子来，其实就是三而一的神自己来了。
God is sending His only Son. It's in fact He's sending He Himself, which is a true young God.
因为旧约圣经以赛亚书九章六节告诉我们说什么？有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给你们啊。他的名字是什么呢？是全能的神，永在的父。这个子啊，就是父。
For the book of Isaiah chapter 9:6 said.For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He is God's only begotten Son, and He is also called the Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, and Everlasting Father.
Everlasting Father. 这个子就是 Everlasting Father. 所以你得着了主耶稣，你就是得着了三而一的神。我们不是只得着了三分之一的神，你懂吗？
So the Son is the Everlasting Father.In receiving the Lord Jesus, we receive the entirety of the true young God, not just one third of God.
这个新约就是用神的爱子的血所立的新约。
This new covenant is established with the blood of the God's Son.
你注意听啊，在十字架上，咒诅他受。
On the cross, he bore the curse.
祝福我享。
We enjoy the blessings.
苦悲他饮。
He drank from the cup of suffering.
今天早上爱宴我尝。
And this morning we partake in the love feast.
就如加拉太书，没有那么快哈，在前一个 slide， 加拉太书三章十三节，告诉我们呢，基督既为我们受了。或者成了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。
As Galatians 3:13 tells us, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us.
他怎么为我们成了咒诅呢？因为经上记着说，凡挂在木头上的，就是挂在十字架上的，都是受咒诅的。
How did he become a curse?
被咒诅的。
For it is said, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
就是因为他在十字架上所成就的救恩，今天早晨我们这一些本来该受咒诅的罪人，能够安坐在他的桌子面前，享受他的爱宴。
Because of salvation he accomplished on the cross this morning, we, a group of sinners, can come before his table and enjoy the love feast.
都是因为这作为使者，作为神的使者，他来用自己的血为我们所立的新约。
All of this is because of the messenger of God who established a new covenant with his own blood.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，今天早上我告诉你一个大好的消息，天大的消息，就是他已经把咒诅变成了祝福，这是何等大的救恩。
Dear brothers and sisters, I want to tell you a great, great news, because this morning he has turned this curse into a blessing.
所以今天早上信息的题目就是立约的使者。
So the title of today's sharing is the messenger of the covenant.
下一个 slide。 Next slide, 分为三个小点。
I will divide this into three points.
第一，神的使者；第二，我们所仰慕的；第三，公义的日头。
First, the messenger of God; second, in whom we delight; third, the Son of righteousness.
好，我们先来看第一点，神的使者。
Let's look at the first point, the messenger of God.
刚刚我们读过马拉基书三章一节，那下面一个 slide 告诉我们说，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路。你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
We read the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
你若是回去有时间读马拉基书前两章啊，这是第三章啊，前两章说到什么呢？他就说出了神所拣选，甚至于是神所偏爱的百姓以色列人啊，如何不尊敬，如何不敬畏他。
The first two chapters of book of Malachi talk about how the people who were chosen and favored by God disrespected God, how they did not fear him.
你知道以色列人怎么不尊敬神呢？他们藐视主的名，污秽主的坛。怎么污秽？他们把有残疾的祭物啊，献在殿上，祭献上，而且呢，以诡诈待弟兄，所以他们是亵渎了耶和华。
So how did the Israelites disrespect God? They scorn His name, defile His altar by offering blemished sacrifices and thus profane the name of God.
那神责备他们的时候还顶嘴。还不认罪，还怪神不公义，实在是伤了神的心啊。
So when God reproved them, they argued back and refused to confess their sins. They really hurt the heart of God.
好像什么呢？好像一个不听话又不认错的孩子，惹父母生气，伤父母的心一样。
It's like a disobedient child who does not admit their mistakes and break the heart of their parents.
如果我们换了神的角度来看这种情形啊，这种情形实在是该受咒诅、该被弃绝的。但是怎么样呢？但是神的呼召和恩赐是不可后悔的，是没有后悔的 ，irrevocable 的。
From the perspective of God, this could have been cursed and forsaken, but God's grace and calling are irrevocable.
爱你了，啊，招了你了。他不会 cancel 的，不改变的。
When I love you, I will not cancel it.
他既然拣选了我们，他就爱我们到底，他要拯救我们到底。于是他就亲自来到地上来拯救他的选民。
Since he has chosen us, he will love us to the utmost and save us to the end. He himself came to earth to save his chosen people.
他说：“我要来啊！那我要差遣我的使者是谁呢？就是这一个施洗的约翰呢。”在他前面预备道路。
He said, I will come and I will send my messenger. Who is this messenger? That is John the Baptist to prepare the way before him.
So, 施洗约翰就被差来了。 他就传的道就是什么？要人悔改，他要预备人的心来接受主第一次的来临。
So John the Baptist was sent. He came to preach the message of repentance to prepare people's hearts for the coming God.
我现在要说什么呢？不但施洗约翰是神的使者。
So what I want to say is not only John the Baptist, he's the messenger of God.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，他也是神的使者。
When Jesus came to earth, he is also the messenger of God.
他不但是神差到地上来的使者，来传达神的话语。
He's not only the messenger of God who came to convey the words of God.
主耶稣自己就是从神来的那个信息，他自己就是那个 message。为什么呢？
But he himself was the message from God. Why?
因为道成了肉身。
Because word became flesh.
充充满满的有恩典又有真理，所以他自己啊，就是那个信息的内容。
Full of grace and truth, therefore he himself is the message.
还有一个奥秘啊。
There's another mystery.
刚刚我提到一点，他就是从神而来。注意听啊，基督就是从神而来，又是同神而来，一起来到地上的那个使者。所以不但是使者来了，差他的也来了，都在他里面一起来了。
Therefore, there's another mystery. As I mentioned, he came from God, and he was with God when he came to the earth as a messenger. They all came together.
他第一次来的时候，不但是传达神的，做神的使者，传达神的话语。
In his first coming, he was not only the messenger who conveyed the word of God.
但是因为人心的刚硬和拒绝，他不但做神的使者，他做了什么？他做了立约的使者。
But due to the hardness of people's heart and the rejection, he was not only the messenger of God, but also he was the messenger of the covenant.
Hey, messenger of the covenant. 你读下面一个 slide 哈，马太福音26章27到28节，你可以看到。
Let's read the next verse in Book of Matthew, chapter 26, 27 to 28.
这里这段经文呢，是讲到主在上十字架以前呢，所做的最后一件事就是什么？设立他的桌子。
This talks about the last thing Jesus did before he went on the cross, which is to establish his table.
他说了一句话：“这是我用血所立的新约。”
He said one thing. This is my blood of the new covenant.
为什么说他是立约的使者呢？他是用他的血来跟我们立新约。
Why do I say he is the messenger of the covenant? Because he established a new covenant with his own blood.
这个血是什么呢？这个血就是他为我们代死所付的代价。他为我们满足了神公义的要求，他使我们的罪得以赦免。
This blood represents a price Christ paid for us through his death. When he satisfied the righteous requirement of God and allow us our sins to be forgiven.
前面一节他说拿起杯来祝谢了。
Previously he said, when he took the cup and gave thanks.
你知道这什么意思？
Do you know what this means?
这个杯啊，被祝谢了。这个其实就是神所给我们的份，我们的 portion, 也给我们的什么啊，这就是和祝福，因为他祝谢了，所以这个杯就是一个祝福的杯。
When he took the cup and gave thanks, what does this mean? It means this cup is our portion, our blessing received from God.
这个份呢，我去查这个英文翻译啊，中文呢，有一个字股份啊，就是你有份了。这个神的国是何等的丰富啊！我们因着这一个杯，我们在神所有的丰富里面，都成为我们产业的一份。
So when I look up the word, the meaning of the word portion, it means a part or stock shares. So when all the riches of the Christ has become our inheritance.
是，而且啊，这个主的桌子是一个约，就好像说你每一个主日来啊，桌子一定在这里，这是一个约，不改变的。
But the table of the Lord is also a covenant. Every time you come here, the table is here, which will never change.
约啊，一个 contract。是一个凭据啊，所以你一看见这个是什么呢？就是他用血给我们立约的一个凭据。
The covenant is a contract, a proof, which means the covenant between us and God.
有的时候我想啊，这个是世界上啊最不平等的一个 一个 contract 一个约。
I think this is the most unequal contract in history.
你想世界上约，你付我钱，我把房子给你，是吧？一个给一个换，对不对？但是他一方面是他是施予者，我们呢只是接受的人。但是他把他自己呢约束在这个约的束缚里面。
If you think about the contract on earth, if you give me the money, I will give you the house. That's how we do it. But for God, He is the giver and we are the receiver. But He confines Himself within the constraint of the covenant.
他保证一定给你。
He promised to give it to you.
你付不出钱来，他还是给你。
Even if you cannot afford it, He will still give it to you.
因为这个约。
Because of this covenant.
我们纵然失信，他却绝对不会失信。
Even if we are unfaithful, He will not be unfaithful.
所以，我们可以每一个礼拜一再的来到他的桌子面前。
Therefore, week by week, we can come before His table.
主啊，我又失败了，求你赦免我。
Dear Lord, I fail again. Please forgive me.
他不能不赦免我们。
He will not forgive you.
他不能不祝福我们。
He will definitely bless you.
只要我们心柔软，向他回转，你想想看，这是一个何等大的爱。
As long as we have a soft heart towards Him and turn to Him, how great is His love?
下面再看一处经节，在希伯来书八章十到十二节呢，我们就看到这个新约的内容。
Let's read the book of Hebrew, chapter 8, verse 10 to 12. We can see the content of the new covenant.
你看他最后一句说，宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪愆。所以这个约哈，不但是消极方面使我们的罪得赦免，他还忘记我们的失败，他也不再纪念我们的罪愆。哎呀，是何等的一个救恩啊。
So you can see it mentioned forgetting our failure and no longer remembering our transgressions. So you can see it not only addresses a negative aspect, but also he gave us the blessings.
这个约啊，这个新约不但有消极的一面，它还有积极的一面。
The covenant not only covers a negative aspect, but also there is a positive aspect.
他说我立的约这样，我把律法放在他们里面，这个什么意思？
He said, I will place the law in their heart.
他的意思就要把他的生命分赐到我们的里面来，分赐到我们这些相信接受他的人里面来。
It means it will impart God's life to us, to those who believe and accept His name.
为什么？
Why?
跟旧约那些人，哎呀，以色列人回归的都失败了。
Because all the returning Israelites, they all failed.
因为他知道我们的本相，他知道我们靠自己的生命活不出来的那个，活不出来他律法的要求。
Because he knew our nature, he knew by our own strength, we cannot live out the requirements of the law.
我举一个例子啊。
For example.
好像啊，你要猴子学人吃饭。
It's as if we're expecting to teach a monkey to eat like humans.
他可以模仿一个时候，对不对？一不小心呢，他这个原本相又露出来了。
At times he may be able to imitate a human, but sometimes his own nature will be revealed.
除非你把人的生命放在这个猴子里面，他可以好好吃饭。
Unless the life of a human was placed within the monkey, then
同样的，主借着从死里复活，他成了赐。生命的灵，他进到我们里面的时候呢，他就把生命吃到我们的灵里。
Similarly, through his resurrection from the dead, Christ became a life-giving spirit, and he imparted his holy life to our spirit.
这个赐生命的灵啊，有一个赐生命之灵的律，这个生命到了里面啊，就不再是猴子的生命了。
There is a law for this life-giving spirit. When this life-giving spirit came to us, we're no longer the life of a monkey.
怎么把这个生命的律写在我们的心上呢？
So how did he write this law of this law in our hearts?
每一次我们经历他的时候，向他悔改的时候，
Every time we experience him and we turn to him and repent before him.
从前回家夫妻之间要吵口的啊，他让我们经历了这个生命啊，哎呦。回去那个小孩子说，爸爸妈妈，今天你们聚会回家怎么在车子里面不吵架了？
In the past, what could have led to some argument between the couples? And once they come to the church and when they return, the kids will be amazed that their parents no longer argue with each other in the car.
经历,
this is our experience.
那这个经历呢, 就写在我们的心上。
This experience is written on our hearts.
这个经历也写在我们儿女的心上。
It's also written on the hearts of our children.
我们的家里面只要好好亲近主, 我们家里面最有平安啊。
As long as we draw near to the Lord in our home, we truly have the peace.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这个好消息就是今天我们不但人里面有人的生命, 我们里面更有 神的生命, 我们都真是神的儿女啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, the great news is today we not only have the life of human, we also have the life of the Spirit of God.
他说啊,
we're indeed God's children.
这个生命啊, 这个律啊, 你们从最小到自大的, 都必认识我。 换句话说啊, 好像一个孩子, 对不对? 小的时候就晓得吃奶, 长大了, 爸爸, 妈妈, 你就认得你的父母了。
He said, from the least to the greatest, you will know God. It's as if the children, when they're young, they can only drink milk, but later they will call father. And they recognize you.
这个生命之律啊, 有一个能力,
there is a power for this life-giving spirit.
这个能力啊, 能救我们脱离罪和死的律, 使得我们不再受罪的捆绑。
This life-giving spirit can free us and redeem us from the sin and darkness so that we are not bounded by sin.
所以你知道主耶稣是谁吗?
So do you know who is Jesus?
主耶稣是我们这些被罪恶捆绑之人的释放者。
Jesus is the emancipator of those who are bound by sins.
奴隶制度, 做罪的奴隶制度在我们的身上已经被废除了, 我们已经被主耶稣基督释放了。
We're no longer slaves of sin. We are liberated. We are redeemed by the Lord Jesus.
就像上一次福音聚会我们姊妹所做的见证的，她的女儿多年受手机的捆绑啊，但是因为这个生命就得着了一个荣耀的释放。
Just as our sister testified, her daughter was bound by the cell phone for years, but because of this life-giving spirit, she was emancipated.
不但能救我们脱离罪和死的律，这个生命之灵的律还能够使律法的义成就在我们的身上。So
this life-giving spirit not only can redeem us from sin and darkness, he can also satisfy the righteous requirement of the law.
旧约的以色列人靠自己没有办法遵行旧约的律法。The
Israelites could not follow the requirements of the law according to themselves.
但是我们却因为主的宝血立的新约，他成了赐生命的灵，他就借着放在我们里面这个生命之灵的律，怎么样？我们就能活出律法的要求。But
by the blood of Christ, which established God's new covenant, we can live out the requirements of the law.
所以我们知道这一个生命之灵的这一个律是在 基督耶稣里面的，只要我们活在主耶稣基督的里面，我们就能够顺从这个律。So
the law of the life-giving spirit is in Christ. As long as we follow, we leave this, let this Holy Spirit inside us, we can live out this requirement.
就是活在这个赐生命之灵的律里，就能经历这个复活的大能。所以这个灵啊，是非常的关键性。
If we live in this life-giving spirit, we can experience this resurrection power.
我们千万不要轻看我们里面这一个内住的圣灵。
We should never underestimate the indwelling spirit in us.
能够得着这个圣灵是太大的福气了。
It's such a tremendous blessing for us to receive this Holy Spirit.
下一个 slide, 在加拉太书3章14节告诉我们。
Book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 14 tells us.
这个圣灵是什么? 这个圣灵就是当初应许亚伯拉罕的福。
This Holy Spirit is the promised blessing to Abraham.
今天却因基督耶稣临到了我们这一般的外邦人。
Today, because of Jesus Christ, has come to us Gentiles.
我们因信耶稣基督就得着了神所应许的圣灵。
We can receive the promise, the Holy Spirit, through faith.
而灵后三章十七节说主就是那灵。
In book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 it says now the Lord is a spirit.
而且刚刚我提了以赛亚书九章六节说主他就是永在的父。
The book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says the Lord is the everlasting Father.
所以得着了这个圣灵就是得着了三一神的自己。
Receiving the Holy Spirit means you are receiving the true young God himself.
我不晓得你知不知道你得到了一个多宝贵的东西。
I don't know if you realize how precious this gift is.
这个是世界上最大的礼物，这个是世界上真正的祝福。
This is the greatest gift in the world and the true blessing of this world.
哎呀，有的时候人家送你一个好东西，你这不知道你得到一个多大的宝贝啊。
Sometimes when people give you a gift, you do not know how precious this is.
回家给它放在架子上。
You place it on the shelf.
我们怎么来欣赏，来看重一件真正好的礼物呢？
So how do we appreciate and value this great gift?
谢谢。你要接受，而且你要用它。
We say thank you. You need to accept it and use it.
你不用就表示你轻看，你不知道它的宝贵。
If you don't use it, you despise it, and you do not know the value of it.
所以我们看重神最好的礼物，就是接受他的爱子耶稣基督，就是活在他所赐给我们、住在我们里面的这个圣灵的里面。
So the best way to value the gift of the God is to accept His Son and to live in the life-giving Spirit.
我们怎么经历基督做我们的生命
？So how do we experience God as our life?
是在于这个灵啊。
It lies in the Spirit.
我们要来爱慕他，我们要住在他里面。
We need to delight in Him and abide in Him.
所以我们看下面一个小点，我们所仰慕的。
Let's look at the next point in whom we delight.
这个马拉基书三章第一节的后半怎么说呢
？So what does it say in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1?
这位立约的使者就是我们所仰慕的。
It says the messenger of the covenant in whom we delight.
In whom we delight, 我们喜欢，我们 desire, 他是。我们就是爱慕啊！好，我们都好了。怎么说呢？我们都羡慕啊！其实啊，这样讲吧，基督就是我们所羡慕的那一位。
Let me put it this way: Christ is the one whom we delight in.
我们何等的羡慕活出像基督一样
！How we aspire to live like Christ.
比如说哈，我们能够活出爱、喜乐。和平。
For instance, we want to live out love, joy, and peace.
我们喜欢忍耐、恩慈、良善，对不对
？We like patience, kindness, and goodness.
我们也盼望信实、温柔、节制 （self-control）。我们希望活这样的生活。
We also desire faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We desire this kind of life.
但是常常经历告诉我们说啊，你想要这些东西，好像在荆棘丛里面去找果子一样。
But our experience tells us when we look for those things, we're like searching for fruit on a thorn bush.
好像可望不可及。
A pie in the sky.
为什么
？Why？
因为罪人的生命活出来啊，所谓的美德呢，都是暂时的，都是残缺不全的，也是有条件的。
Because the life lived out by the sinful nature is temporary, incomplete, and conditional.
那么。为什么呢？你再读加拉太书五章下一个 slide 哈，五章二十二节到二十三节告诉我们什么呢
？Let's move on to read Book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23.
这些美德啊，其实都是圣灵所结的果子。
Those virtues are actually the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这些美德啊，不是你咬着头皮、硬着头皮活出做出来的，它是你要长大，是长出来的。
Those are not achieved through our own deeds, our striving.
是结出来的。
They are born, the fruits born.
我们只有活在这个赐生命的灵里，让基督做我们的生命。
Only when we live in this life-giving spirit and rely on Christ as our life.
我们才能自然地活出这种生命，结出这样的果子。
Can we naturally live out this kind of life and bear the fruit?
让我们有一个深刻的印象，什么样的生命结什么样的果子。
Let's remember what kind of life we have determines the kind of fruit we bear.
这一切圣灵的果子只有在基督一个人身上才能找得到。
All the fruit of the Holy Spirit can only be found in Christ Jesus.
因为只有基督才是这一切美德的实际。
Because Christ alone is the reality of all the virtues.
他是完全的神，他也是完全的人。
He is a perfect God and perfect human.
当基督在地上生活的时候，他活出了一个完满人的这一个人性的美德。
When Jesus was on earth, he fully lived out the perfect humanity, all the virtues.
所以只有啊，常常受这个灵的感动哈，让我们住在基督里面，让他做我们生命的时候。
Only when we fully abide in the Holy Spirit, when we allow it to become our life,
我们就能经历基督是我们的喜乐，是我们的忍耐。
Can we experience that Christ is our joy and our patience?
是我们的爱，是我们的力量，是我们的一切。
He is our love, our strength, and our all in all.
我们仰慕他，我们羡慕他。像今天早上的聚会，主啊，我们爱你。我们的心总是向着他的。
We delight in him, we cherish him. It's like the table meeting we had this morning. Our love, our heart is towards him.
就像下面一个 slide, 诗歌第三节所说的。
Next slide, as the third stanza of the hymn express.
正如花木生命的特征，哎呀，这个果子树，哎呀，这个玫瑰花，它的生命的特征都孕于种子的里面。
As lives the flower within the seed, as in the cone of the tree, so praise the Lord.
同样，满带实际恩典，主灵住在我的里面。
So God is full of truth and grace; His Spirit dwells in me.
你知道啊，在我们里面的这个是生命这个灵啊，就好像一个种子住在我们里面。
The life-giving spirit inside us is like a seed.
我们要常常去受他的感动，我们常常去亲近他。当他活在我们里面，做我们的生命的时候，哎，你就知道，自然会结出这一些生命的果子来。
We need to be touched by it, and we need to draw near to it. And when he dwells in us, it becomes our life, and we will bear fruit.
你像上个主日的信息很好啊，真好啊。他说我们夫妇之间啊，要活出像雅居拉、百基拉那样之间的合一。
We had a great message last week. The message mentioned we want to live out the unity between Aquila and Priscilla.
但是弟兄也告诉我们说啊，凭着自己能不能啊，活不出来的。
But our brother mentioned through our own strength we cannot live out this unity.
再说，除非让基督的生命活在我们里面呢，不然的话是不可能的。
Unless we allow the life of Christ dwell in us, or else it will be impossible.
好，我们要继续往前说啊。基督不但是我们所仰慕的，他也是万国所羡慕的。
Christ is not only the one whom we delight in, but also all the nations delight in.
下面一个 slide 啊，在哈该书二章七节前半说：“我必震动万国，万国的珍宝都必运来，或作万国所羡慕的必然来到。”
In Haggai chapter 2, verse 7, it says, And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill his temple with glory. Or alternatively, the desired of all nations shall come.
你知道这个炫目就是 desire, 你要什么？一般的世界上的人都 desire, 他们都要什么呢？他们其实都是要基督以外的一切的事物。
So desire, it means to be jealous of. Generally, people desire everything other than Christ.
你说说看，金钱、地位、快乐 ，pursue happiness， 是不是啊
？Such as wealth, status, happiness.
哦，学生追求知识，追求科技。
Students pursue knowledge and technology.
以为啊，得到这一切就满足了，甚至还想得到基督以外的世界和平。
They think if we obtain those things, we'll be satisfied. They even want to achieve global peace out of Christ.
就像我们亲爱的真弟兄在这个福音聚会里面所说的哈，人的知识不能带来幸福。
Like our brother John mentioned in the gospel meeting, human knowledge cannot bring happiness.
财富增加了，
痛苦也增加了。
As wealth increases, so do the sufferings.
科技发达了。
As technology advances,
道德堕落了。
Morality declines.
联合国想要联合各国来和平，来却变成分裂争吵的地方。
The United Nations seek to unite all nations for peace, but it has become a place of contention and conflicts.
原来世人所羡慕的、所渴望的和平，只有在基督耶稣里才有和平，只有在基督的所造的新人里面才有真正的合一啊。
The peace that all humanity desires only can be found in Christ. The true unity only exists in new creation in Christ.
只有当他再来的时候，震动列国的时候，人类才会觉悟到一件事情。
Only when he returns and humanity can realize one thing.
原来只有基督才是他们所追求一切美德的实际。
Only Christ is all the reality of all the virtues they seek.
在基督以外，全是虚空，全是影儿。
Apart from Christ, everything else is shadows and emptiness.
就像我们刚刚提到的，上次福音聚会，我再说这个姊妹的见证，她和女儿之间有矛盾。
I want to mention again the testimony of a sister shared. There is a conflict between her and her sister and her daughter.
我相信这个矛盾可能家家都有。
I believe this conflict exists in every family.
就是为了用手机、上平板电脑，大起争执，家里没有平安和和平。父母儿女都活得很痛苦啊。
It's regarding the issues with using tablet cell phones, and there are big strifes between the parents and children, and they're all in distress.
直到有一天，母女都来到了教会，认识了这一位主耶稣基督，经历了他做救主以后，生命就有了奇妙的改变。
Until one day, the mother and the daughter attended the church and experienced the Lord as their Savior, and they experienced so that their life was changed.
妈妈女儿一起受浸。
Before long, the mother and the daughter were baptized together into the name of the Lord.
一起读经，一起追求主的话，真是成为大家羡慕的一对母女啊。
They began to read the Bible together and pursue the word of Lord together. They became the admired pair of mom and daughter.
为什么？
Why?
因为有基督做他们的和平，家里面才有了真正的平安和安息。
Because Christ being their peace brought the true peace and rest in their home.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
公义的日头。
The Son of Righteousness.
在下面一个 slide 哈，马拉基书四章二节前半说
，Book of Malachi, chapter 4 verse 2.
但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线，其翅膀有医治之能。
But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings.
这位立约的使者。他不仅是我们所仰慕的，他不仅是列国所羡慕的，而像敬畏他名的人，他像公义的日头出现。
So the messenger of the covenant is not only the one we delight in, the one all nations delight in, but also to those who fear his name, he's like the rising sun of the righteousness.
今天这个世代是满了不义和黑暗、死亡和罪恶。
The present generation is filled with unrighteousness and darkness, death and sin.
其实这都是一种犯罪的病态和结果。
Those are all the symptoms and outcomes of a sickness, a sinful condition.
因为啊，人类离弃神，背对神，就都犯了一个背道的病。
As people forsake God and turn away from God, they develop a sickness of rebellion.
因为狂傲，就蒙蔽了心眼。落在黑暗中还不自知。
They veil their hearts in darkness due to pride, and they fell into darkness, but they're not aware of it.
下面一张 slide, 就如诗歌第一节第一句所做的。
As the first line of the first stanza of the hymn says,
前远离神，死在罪中，黑暗蒙蔽心眼。
Once far from God and dead in sin, no light in my heart could see.
其实啊，远离神啊，在神的眼中啊，就是行恶了。
In fact, forsaking God and departing from Him is committing evil in God's eye.
一个人只要远离神啊，所有的恶事就一样一样的来了。
If one person is departing from God, all the evil things will come after.
这首诗歌啊，应该是蒙恩得救的时候，刚刚蒙恩的时候。得救的时候才唱的。
We often think this is a hymn we sing when we just receive grace and salvation.
其实所有基督徒都有这个经历啊，我们得救多年，也常常会落在黑暗的属灵的黑暗中。
But for those who have believed the Lord for many years, we still often find ourselves in spiritual darkness.
只要你不亲近主，只要你远离主。
If you do not draw near to God, if you are apart from God.
碰到环境，我们也常常软弱失败。
When we face all kinds of situations, we may fail and we stumble.
这种时候你就说了，哎呀，我所知道的知识道理好像不能帮助我啊，我行也行不出来啊，无力遵守啊，无法行善啊，有的时候，觉得我就下沉了。
At those times, you may feel the knowledge and principles you knew cannot help you, and you desire to do good, but you could not. You fall down.
早晨我们彼此提醒啊。你知道这个问题在哪里吗？问题是谁活在我们里面？是老我呢，还是基督活在我们里面
？This morning, I want to remind each other. So, who dwells in us? Is that Christ or ourselves, our old self?
有没有让主活在我们里面，还是活在我们自己的老我里面
？Did you allow the Lord to live in you, or are you still allow the old self to live in you?
没有错，主是住在我们的里面，但是我们有没有让他活？
Yes,
活在我们里面有完全的自由。
Yes, indeed. God does indeed dwell in us, but do we allow him to be fully alive in us with complete freedom?
什么叫住在你里面，在你里面活呢？你不要给他关到一个房间里面嘛。他在我们家里不是做客人嘛，他应该是做主人的。
What does it mean by dwelling in you, fully alive in you? It does not mean to confine him within one room. He's not a guest. He's a master.
好像爸爸妈妈在家里，我们回家了，老是背对着他，碰门一关，对不对？你没有活在爸爸妈妈的面前嘛
？It's as if we as children we return home, and when we see our parents, we turn our back towards them. You're not living before the parents.
要跟他说话。
You need to talk them.
要让他做我们的生命。
And let it be.
这样才能把他的生命好好的彰显啊。
That's how you can magnify his love.
感谢主啊，今天主他的恩典，他是个约嘛，我们可以随时转向他。
Thank the Lord because he's a covenant. We can turn to him every moment.
秘诀是什么？就什么时候失败，什么时候赶快转向。
So what's the key? That means every time, whenever you fail, you immediately turn to him.
就在我们的灵里，你什么时候一回转呢、啊？就向他悔改，哎，就能得着医治。
It's in our spirit. Anytime you return to him and repent before him, you will be healed.
所以我们不要跟世人说啊，你要悔改啊，你要归向神啊。我们自己每天都需要向主悔改，要得他的医治。换句话说，我们就要从我们自己的里面转回到住在我们里面的主面前。
So it's not that we need to tell the people of the world, you need to repent and turn to the Lord. It's ourselves. We need to return to the Lord and dwell in him.
对，就这个 slide 是对的。就像诗歌第一节第二节说的什么，今蒙主话照明得知。
It's like the second line of the first stanza of the hymn says, but in God's word, the light I found.
就是借助他话，常常是读主的话的时候，就光照我们，就感动我们了。
By the light or the revelation of his word, we can be enlightened.
心转向他，就像你转向了那个公义的日头。
We turn our heart towards him. It's like we turn to the Son of Righteousness.
让他在里面活。这么一来呢，我们就能从黑暗的光景转向光明了。
Allow him to dwell in us. That's how we can turn from the dark situation to the light.
这个都是从经历里面可以经历的哈。他在我们里面不但叫我们能光照，而且他这个光啊，还带着医治之能。
This is something we can experience. He's not only enlightened us with his light.But also his light carries the power of healing.
你有时候里面是不是觉得黑暗，觉得软弱，我上的软黑空闷苦啊，软这些东西啊，我们呢、啊、这样子一转呢、啊，他就把我们里面的黑暗和不义、啊、坏脾气啊、骂人呢、啊，就赶走了。
If you feel the darkness and unrighteousness inside of you, you feel weak. If you turn to him, he will dispel all those things.
他的光线呢、啊？ 就好像翅膀一样，在我们的上面，在我们的周围，在我们的里面飞翔。
His light is like wings flying above us, around us, and within us.
带来光明和生命，使百物生长，万物复兴。
Bring light and life, cause all things to flourish.
带来的都是好东西啊，生命、光和爱。
It brings great things, such as life, light, and love.
你看，你看这个好不好？这个诗歌写的真好。这个人，这个弟兄啊。是1840到1902，这活了62岁，这么将近200年前那个弟兄，对于属灵的生命有这样的看见呢。
Let's look at this wonderful hymn. This is written by our brother who lived from 1840 to 1902, and he has such a spiritual enlightenment.
如同阳光，后面中文也翻得好，照射大地，百花盛开真艳，但生命光爱从主而来。他活在我里面。
As rays of life from yonder sun, the flowers of earth set free. So life and light and love came forth from Christ living in me.
地上的太阳如何给大地带来阳光、温暖和生气
？Just as the sun provides sunlight, warmth, and vitality on earth.
同样的。
By the same token,
这个公义的日头不但能医治人里面被盗的病，还能够使人活得健壮，并且得胜。
But the sun of righteousness not only heals the sickness of disobedience, but he can also make men strong and victorious.
下一个 slide， 你看这个主的话呀，真像是珍珠珠宝一样，一串一串的。这个马拉基书4:2-3怎么说？
God's word is fully our treasure. Let's look at Book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
这节圣经很好哎，里头有三个必。
It's such a precious. 我不知道
英文有没有哈。
Such a precious verse. There are three.
For sure 哈，你们必出来跳跃如圈里的肥犊。
There are three shall in the verses. It says, "And you shall go out and grow fat like store-fed calves."
Grow fat 没有关系啊 ，like a calf 是在那个叫做这个圈里面所养的哈。那么还有什么呢？践踏恶人。
It's okay to grow fat like the store-fed calf.
在我所制的定的日子啊，他们啊，这个恶人应该是撒旦啊，仇敌啊，必如灰尘在你们脚掌底下。
And our enemy shall be like ashes under the soles of your feet.
这个话谁说的？
So who said this?
是万军之耶和华说的。
Says the Lord of hosts.
只有基督的生命才是得胜刚强的。
Only the life of Christ is victorious and strong.
我们什么时候让基督这个得胜刚强的生命活在我们里面的时候，就能使我们从软弱变刚强，失败变为得胜。
Whenever we let Christ's victorious and strong life live with us, so that our weakness can be turned into strength and a failure into victory.
这个公义的日头是向敬畏他名的人。那什么样的人才是敬畏他名的人呢？
So the sun of righteousness is for those who fear the Lord. So who are those people who fear the Lord?
是不是一个完全人呢？
Are they the perfect people?
不是的。
No.
我们中间谁敢说我们完全呢、啊？没有。
Who among us can
但是这个秘诀在哪里呢？这一般人呢、啊、的不同就是心里面柔软，承认自己是罪人、病人，而转向主求他医治。这样的人是敬畏他名的人。
So what is the secret? Those people are those who have tender hearts, who acknowledge themselves as sinners and sick.
你知道基督第一次来到地上的时候啊，他来就是要拯救，就是要医治病人，做世人的救主和什么大医生啊。
So when Christ first came, his mission was to save and heal sinners, to be the great physicians.
但是法利赛人和犹太宗教人士他们呢自以为意。
However, those Pharisees and Jewish religious leaders, they are self-righteous.
自以为健康。
They thought themselves are healthy.
不来就医。
They refused to see him.
不但拒绝主耶稣，甚至还把他钉在十字架上。
They rejected the Lord. They even crucified him on the cross.
反而是谁呢？
On the contrary, who are those people?
反而是那些承认自己是罪人和病人的，来到他的面前就得了医治。
On the contrary, it was those who knew and confessed themselves as the sinners and the sick. They were healed by God.
像长大麻风的，像瘫痪不能行走的，瞎眼的，这些疾病的人。
Like the tax collectors, like those with leprosy, the paralyzed and the blind who with various illness.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，梦着良心说，我们都是有罪的人，我们也都是有病的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we were truthful, we are those who are sick. We are the sinners.
我不晓得你承不承认。
I don't know if you would admit this.
我们都是想行善，
却
行不来的瘸子。
We all want to, like the lepers who want to do good but cannot.
我们都是悖逆、不洁净的麻风病人。
Well, all those people with leprosies who are disobedient and unclean.
我们也都是在黑暗中摸索的瞎子。
Well, all those blind who were groping in the darkness.
主在马太福音第九章十二到十三节说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
In book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 12 to 13, Jesus said, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick.
主说我来不是招义人了，我来是招罪人。
For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
只有当我们承认自己是病人，是罪人，并且来到这一位大医生面前，告诉他你我的问题。
Only when we acknowledge ourselves as patients, as those sinners, we come before the great physician telling him about our problems.
向他完全敞开，向他倾诉，求他的医治，他就必医治。
Only when we fully open up to him and pour our heart to him, he will surely heal us.
今天有没有哪一位弟兄姊妹去看医生啊？医生说 What bring you here today? 你今天来干嘛？哎No problem, 我很好，我很好。那你神经病啊，你去找医生干什么？
If any one of us who needs to see a doctor and doctor asks you, so what brings you here? And you will say, I'm okay, I'm all right.
这不就是我们对主的态度吗？
Isn't this the attitude for
这个医生再好，你不到他面来就医，医生对你我就是客观的，这样子主就不能帮助我们了。
No matter how good is this physician, and if you do not come for treatment, even though he's there, he could not help you.
早上的好消息是什么？他喜爱连续，他不喜爱祭祀。你到主面前，比如说，你看主啊，我今天表现多好，又读经又祷告。不要你说主啊，我对不起，我今天又失败了，求你拯救我，求你医治我。
So what's the good news of this morning? Is he will. It's not how good we are. It's please heal me.
像什么？像那个向日葵，你知不知道？有一种花啊，很有意思啊。太阳在这边，它就这样；太阳到那边，它就这样。我们每一个人都要像向日葵一样，来向着我们这一位的主。当我们向着他的时候，他的光线就能医治我们。
We need to be like the sunflower. Wherever the sun goes, we will turn to him. When we turn to him, he will surely heal us.
今天我们所讲的都不是道理，都是经历。
So what we talk about is not principle. It's all experiences.
有一次礼拜五晚上我们读经聚会啊，我们不是读马拉基书吗？读的第一章吗？你看啊，怎么来蒙光照啊？
So one, once during our Friday Bible study, we're reading Book of Malachi.
好些弟兄姊妹都蒙光，他说：“藐视我名的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬主人。我作为父亲的，尊敬我的人在哪里啊？”
So brothers and sisters, we read: A son honor his father, and a servant his master. If I then am the father, where is my honor? And if I'm the master, where is my reverence?
主说我是主人，敬畏我的人在哪里？你看看，你们把污秽的、瘸腿的食物献在我的坛上，还说主的桌子是可藐视的。
If I'm the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. You offer defiled food on my altar and offer the blind as a sacrifice. You said the table of the Lord is contemptible.
对对，许多弟兄姊妹都蒙了光照，就向主认罪。
On that day, a lot of brothers and sisters received the light from God and confessed our sins before God.
这些弟兄姊妹的心真柔软啊。读了主的话，不是去看别人，哎呀，主啊，真是对不起，我常常聚会的时候打瞌睡，我常常聚会的时候迟到，我一点不舒服，我又不来聚会了。
Our brothers and sisters truly have a tender heart. They are not looking for other people's fault, but they look at themselves. They say, I'm sorry, God, I fell asleep during the gatherings. I was late and I did not come to the church due to slight discomfort.
那天晚上聚会真好，因为满了主话的光照和圣灵的工作。
We had a great gathering on that night because our gathering was full of God's light and the Holy Spirit's work.
不是，我们每次读完经都要祷告吗？
We prayed every time after we completed reading the Bible.
大家向主认罪。
We all confess our sins before the Lord.
奇妙的是啊，当我们回家的时候啊，大家都重新得力，每个人的心里再一次被主的爱所充满。
Miraculously, as we are leaving the church to go home, our heart was strengthened by God. Our heart is full of thanksgiving. Yeah,
yeah. 有没有人在看表？不要看表啊！最后，我要用零，最后，我要用零后五章十七节和弟兄姊妹共享。
In conclusion, I would like to encourage brothers and sisters with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
2023已经过去了，去年不管失败，不管成功，都成已过的旧事了。
The year of 2023 has passed away. Whether it was filled with success or failure, it has become a thing of the past.
只有在基督里才是永远长新的。
Only in Christ everything is eternally new.
因为这一位立约的使者，他用血所立的新约的一切的丰富，今天都在这一个赐生命的灵里。
Because of Christ, the messenger of the covenant, all the riches of the new covenant established by his blood are today including the life-giving Holy Spirit.
每一次借着主的话，借着祷告，我们的灵被主的灵碰到的时候，我们就能活在经历在基督里。
Every time when we are touched by the Spirit, by his words, by praying, we can experience this Holy Spirit.
不要忘记，基督就是那个灵，我们活在那个灵里，就经历他就是我们所仰慕、所羡慕的一位。我们所羡慕的属灵的果子，就能够活出这些属灵的美德。
Because Christ is the Spirit, if we dwell in the Spirit, we can experience Him as the light in whom we delight.
下一个
slide. Live out the virtues.
诗歌的第四节，哎呀，今天这首诗歌太棒了，每一节都好。他怎么说呢？我心不禁羡慕向他，完全将他彰显。我心不见不禁思量，主活不断的思量，一直在想，哎呀，主啊，你活在我里，感谢主，主活在我里面。
This verse we sing today is so precious, and every line of it is wonderful. Just as the fourth stanza of the hymn says, "With longing, all my heart is filled, that like Him I may be, as on the wanderer thought, I dwell that Christ lives in me."
而且我们经历他做我们公义的太阳的医治，我们不但是得救的时候是个新人，天天时时都可以转向他，不断的蒙他的光照和他的医治。
And we can be healed by the Son of the righteousness.We're not only a new creation, the time of our salvation, but every day and every moment we can receive healing from Him.
靠着他，过一个喜乐得胜的生活。
And through Him, we can live a joyful and a victorious life.
不是到旧历年的时候才放鞭炮，我们天天都可以除旧更新。
We don't wait until the old Lunar New Year passed away. We can set off fireworks.
日日结新果。
Every day we can experience a renewal and bear new fruit.
马拉基书三章一节后半到二节前半说。
And lastly, the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 1-2.
这位立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的，快要来到。他来的日子，谁能当得起呢？
Says the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming. But who can endure the day of his coming?
早上我们相信每一个人的灵里都是火热的，但是弟兄姊妹，这位立约的使者必要再来。
I believe every morning the heart of everybody here is zealous.
他再来的时候，他要做审判人的主，我们都要在基督的审判台前交账。
The messenger of the covenant will return, and one day we'll all give an account before the judge seat of Christ.
但愿今年是我们每一个人、全教会、每一个家庭的复兴之年。
May this year be a year of revival for each one of us and each family for us.
趁着还有的每一个今天，让他活在我们里面，做我们的生命。
While we still have today, let's let him dwell in us as our life.
时时刻刻转向主，活在基督里面，天天做一个新造的人。
And moment by moment, let's turn to the Lord and live as a new creation.
这样，当这位立约的使者回来的时候，不管任何时刻。
This way, when the messenger of the covenant comes again,
忽然来的时候，圣经说他忽然来了。
At any moment,
不论你在田里，就是在外面上班。
Whether or not you are in the field, which means you are at work.
你在推磨，就在家里工作。
Or you are grind the grains.
或者睡了，做那个聪明的童女。
Or when you are asleep, like the clever virgin.
见到主的时候。不至于羞愧。
When you see the Lord, you will not be put to shame.
我们都能欢欢喜喜地迎接他的再来。
But instead, joyfully welcome his return.
我们最后好不好把这个副歌再唱两次啊？这太重要了啊！
Let's read.
主活我里面，主活我里面。哦，这是何等救恩！主竟然这么大的一位神，竟然活在我里。我们唱两遍，好吧？
Let's sing the hymn
twice again. 带到生活里面去。
And we can bring this to our daily life.
Oh,